The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph teaches us. Amar Bishuma Levi, Oslo Adam Shehalech Abba Amis Bekulam Zakufa. A person may not walk for 4 amis standing tall. Shnema Meloy Kol Oretz Kavoidai. Rav Hunabred, Rav Yeshua, Lemazge Abba Amis Begile Herosh. Rav Hunabred Yeshua would not walk for Dalet Amis with an uncovered hair. Omar Hashchina Lamala Maroshi. The Shechina is above my head. And this halacha is a halacha that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Simen Beis Sif Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch. Osa Leilch B'Kayim Zekufa. One may not go standing tall. V'lo Yeleich Dal Amos B'Gile Harosh. And he shouldn't walk 4 amos with Gili Rosh. As we discussed this halacha about not going Dalet Amos with Gili HaRosh, the question is this a chiv the Rabbanon, an absolute requirement with Rabbanon that one must wear a yarmulke, or is it a midas chassidus? We have our Gemara that we just quoted. Omer Rav Huna Beredi Rishua. Rav Huna Beredi Rishua lo haya haylech arba amas begil ha-roish. Omer shechina lamala m'roishi. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omer Bey says, Omer Rav Huna Beredi Rishua, tastily, I should get schar, sholoi halachti arba amas begil ha-roish. And so too does the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun. Vav Amabeis teach us that the mother of Nachman B'Yitzchak was careful to make sure that he should always cover his hair, head, that he should have Yerushmayim. And so too, the Zohar in Parashas Bolak teaches us L'yelech Arba Amos B'Gila Erosh. A person shouldn't go Dal Amos Begila Roish because the Shechina is above his head. And the Pasuk says, V'shem al Roishcha lo yeschsar. So from here we see that it's only an appropriate Midas Chassidus. And there are many Rishonim, the Archas Chaim, the Kolboy, in the name of Mram Rattenberg, that say explicitly that the issur to go Begile Rosh with uncovered hair is only a Midas Chassidus. The Beis Yosef, interestingly, in the Torah, in Simen Mem Vov, says the reason we make one of the Birchas HaShachar of Oita Yisrael B'Sfara is because we're not allowed to go Dal Amos Begilui HaRosh. So, from him, from there it's mashma, that it's a halacha. However, if we look in the words of the Shulchan Aruch that we quoted a few minutes ago, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Osa leilech b'koyim ezekufa, v'lo yeilech arba amis Begilui HaRosh. So the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about Kaim as a Kufa, it says a very strong wording. Osa Leilach B'Kaim as a Kufa. When it speaks about Gilui HaRosh, it just says V'lo Yelach Gilui HaRosh. So this is the source that most Poskim say is a raya that the Beis Yosef, whatever he said in the Torah, Rav Avadya Yosef in the Tshuva, in Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Oyma Chelik Tes Simen Aleph, says that whenever we have a question, what is the opinion of the Beis Yosef? We have one opinion in the Beis Yosef and another opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. We follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So here it's quite obvious that it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that it's only Layelech. He doesn't say Aser. And that's why it's a raya that it's only Amidas Chassidus. And the Marshal brings a raya from a Medrash. The Medrash says, Omer Abrachya, Melech Bos V'dam, B'shach M'parati L'medina, if a Melech Bos V'dam would send a decree to the country, Ma Oysim Kol B'nei Abedina, what do all people do? Oynam Araglayim, Upayim Esroisham, they stand up and they uncover the hair. V'karinas B'ema B'yira, V'resas V'zeya, they read it with a proper respect. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymel Yisroel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisroel, B'ni Kiru Krishma, my children, you should say Krishma, V'loy Trachti Lechem Likrois, V'loy Oymdim, V'loy Prirosh, that I didn't make any requirements how you should stand or look when you say Krishma. So from here it's Mashma, that it's only a Midas Chassidus to wear a yarmulke. However, the Rosh says that from the Rosh, it seems that wearing a yarmulke is an Isser. Not wearing a yarmulke is an Isser. Because the Rosh here, in Ois Mem Vav, in the Kitzer Piskei HaRosh, says, Osa Leilich Dalat Amos Bekoim is a Kufa V'Gili HaRosh. So here the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear that the Isser of not wearing a yarmulke, that it's Osser to go without a yarmulke. And actually, the Raya that we just quoted from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about Koyim Zekufa, says, Osa Leil B'Koyim Zekufa, that you're not allowed to go with Koyim Zekufa, and V'Layelech Dal Amos B'Gilei HaRosh, you're not allowed to go Dal Amos with uncovered hair. So the truth of the matter is, as we began our shiur today, the Gemara used the din of Dalar Amis both on Koyim Zekufa and on Gilui Rosh. That you're not allowed to go Dalar Amis without either of them. Yet it's interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about Koyim Zekufa, doesn't give you any leeway. It doesn't say you're allowed to go Dalar Amis B'Koyim Zekufa. It says you're not allowed to go B'Koyim Zekufa. Only regarding Gilui Rosh does the Shulchan Aruch say Daloch of Dalar Amos. So if we follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, it's very understandable. The Isser of Koyim Zekufa is a lot more of a serious Isser than the Isser of Gilui HaRosh. And that's why Koyim Zekufa, the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't say Dalar Amos. And Gilui HaRosh, it does say Dalar Amos. Others want to say that the question doesn't really begin. Because when the Shulchan Aruch says, Osleil b'koyim zekufa v'lo yelech dal amos b'gilei roish, the dal amos goes on both halachas, both on the halacha of gilei roish and on the halacha of koyim zekufa. But there's another way of approaching the shaila. It could well be that the halacha of koyim zekufa and the halacha of Gilui HaRosh are the same, are different, and the reason that they're different is because the reasoning for Osleilich B'Koyim Zekufa and the reasoning for Gilui HaRosh are different reasonings altogether. Because regarding the halacha of Osle Adam Shehaleich Arba Amos B'Koyim Zekufa, there's a machloikis, Rashi and Ram. Why? Rashi says that the reason is because the Shechina goes all the way down to wherever we are. And if somebody stands tall, it's as if he's pushing away the Shechina. The Ram explains that the reason a person's not allowed to go B'Koyim Zekufa is that he should always remember that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu around him. Says the Prima Gaudim, that according to Rashi, that says that the reason you're not allowed to go B'Koyim Zekufa is because you're being doichik the Shechina, you're pushing away the Shechina. So then we understand why it doesn't make a difference if it's Dalar Amos or not Dalar Amos. It's all the same because you can't push Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel away. If the reason is like the Ran explains, says the Pre-Megadim, that the reason of Kaim Zakuf is that we want you to recognize that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu around you, so that's the same reason that you're supposed to wear a yarmulke. And if that's the same reason that you're supposed to wear a yarmulke, so by both of them, the halacha will be Dalar Amos. So it turns out the following, that it could well be that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the Isser of Kaim Zakufa and the Isser of Dalar Amos Begilei HaRosh are both only Midas Chassidus, are both of the same category. Why did the Shulchan Aruch differentiate that by Kaim Zakufa it doesn't give you Dalar Amos and by Gilei HaRosh it gives you Dalar Amos? The answer is a different answer altogether because the reasoning is different. Because like Rashi says, by Kaim Zakufa, as soon as you stand tall, you're being doichik ragli ashchina. By the yarmulke, that isn't the reason. However, whether we follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, or whether we follow the opinion of the Taz, or whether the opinion of the Rosh, is the din of the Raisa or the Rabbanon, the Taz in Simen Ches, Sifkotan Gimel, quotes the Mashal that we just quoted, that it's not an Issa Gomer, but he says, now it became the choik by the akum. As soon as they sit down, so he says a new chiddush. The Taz says that nowadays you're not allowed to go without a yarmulke because there's a no issue altogether, and that's the issue of b'chukaseim. And I saw that Rabbi Avadya Yosef in that tshuva that I quoted earlier is not so understanding why it should be considered in the category of b'chukaseim loyseleichu. He says even if they don't wear a head covering, it's not because that's a choyka voidazora. It's convenient not to wear a head covering. He says, When they do something, because not it's a choyk avoid the zora, it's because it's convenient that way, that's not in the category of b'chukaseim lo yisaleihim. Moreover, he says that if we do something, and it's the same thing that the akum do, but we're not doing it because the akum do it. We do it because it's convenient for us to do. In other words, if Akum wear pants, this is the example I always give. If Akum wear pants and we wear pants, would that mean that if somebody's wearing pants, he's over b'chukaseim lo yisaleichu? Of course he's not over b'chukaseim lo yisaleichu, because he's not doing it because he wants to mimic them. Moreover, Ramosha in a tshuva, in Chelik Yerudea, Chelik Dalid, Simon Yun Aleph Ois Gimel, says that nowadays the Akum are not that religious. So it's difficult to say that the Akum that are not wearing a head covering nowadays are doing it because of religious purposes. So it's not an issue of B'chukaseim Lo Yisaleichu. So it turns out that it would seem that according to the Beis Yosef and according to many, there's no real outright isser not to wear a yarmulke. And moreover, even if we follow the opinion of the Taz, we've just given a new explanation why b'chukaseim lo yisaleichu doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. However, I saw a very interesting tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef, and therefore particularly according to the Sfaradim that follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, there's a strong argument to make why there shouldn't be a problem with somebody not wearing a yarmulke. However, Rav Avadya Yosef, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yechav HaDas, Chelek Dalid Simen Aleph, says there's another reason why nowadays one must wear a yarmulke. And actually, he says that that reason is even stronger than the reason of Midas Chassidus. He says, Dabizman Hazeh, the way that a religious Jew distinguishes himself and announces that he's a Jew is by wearing a yarmulke. And therefore, he says, Vimkei Misha Hoylich Begili Rosh, someone who goes without a yarmulke, Yesh Lachash B'Mishamaris Ayin, Sheyach Shadu L'Parik Oya Malchash Maimelov. We could Chas V'Shalom assume that he's not a person who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And therefore, and even if you'll find, he says, a religious Jew that doesn't wear a yarmulke, he says, that's a miyuta de miyuta. And therefore, he says, that b'zman hazeh, one is obligated to wear a yarmulke no matter what, because it's become a symbol of who you are. The Taz, based on a Gemara that we learn later on, here in our Masechet on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base, says that Rochav, that the Gemara paskins Rochav k'mahalach, that when you're riding, it's like you're walking. So says the Taz, therefore, if the Shulchan Aruch we just said paskind v'lo yelech arba amos begile harosh, means that you're not allowed to even ride sitting in a car or plane, wherever, is considered like going down, and you travel Dalet Amos, then it's going into an issue of Gilui Rash. There's an interesting Rambam, that the Rambam says that the reason you're supposed to wear a yarmulke is Mishum Tznius. And therefore, according to the Rambam, again, it makes sense that the Isser of the Chiva wearing yarmulke is even if you're walking less than Dalet Amos. The Mashal himself, who said that wearing a yarmulke is only Midas Chassidus, says a Talmud Chacham certainly has to be much more careful that he has to wear a yarmulke. Particularly, he says, if somebody doesn't wear a yarmulke, this is the Mashal saying this already, people will look and say, if the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to wear a yarmulke, then I could do even bigger isurim. And therefore, the halacha is that a Talmud Chacham has to be careful always to wear a yarmulke. Another situation where everybody agrees that one has to wear a yarmulke is when one davens. This machlokes that we're discussing about the issue of wearing a yarmulke is an iser, is a midas chassidus, really, they want to say, is connected to a Gemara that we learned on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis says, Rav Chisda told Rav Huna what a great individual Rav Hamnuna is. So Rav Huna asked Rav Chisda that when Rav Hamnuna arrives, he should please send him, he'd like to meet him. When he came, he saw he wasn't Leparus Sudre Al Reishi, and he refused to look at him. So there's a machloikis, how to understand that Gemara. Some say, pshat in that Gemara is, that he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. And if, since he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, so he didn't want to look at him. From there, if you follow that pshat, then the halacha would be that you have to wear, from there it's a raya, that you have to wear a yarmulke. Others say it wasn't that he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. That's the posh pshat of the Gemara. But what was happening there was that he wasn't wearing a talus over his head. And because he wasn't wearing a talus over his head, the people assumed that it was a right that he wasn't married, and Rav Huna was upset that he wasn't married, but a yarmulke he was certainly wearing. So that question, if one has to wear a yarmulke or not, is really connected to that Gemara. Was Rav Hamnuna wearing a yarmulke? According to the Pshat, that he was only not wearing a talus over his head, but a yarmulke he was certainly wearing, because one is obligated to wear a yarmulke. According to the other Pshat, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke at all, and we would have a raya that one doesn't have to wear a yarmulke. But as we said, Bizman Azeh, certainly according to the Rosh, and the Taz says it's B'chukaseim Lois Aleichu, and moreover, we're also learning now that, as Rav Avadya Yosef said today, it became a symbol of who you are if you do or don't wear a yarmulke. Moreover, as we said, a Tam Tchachim, the Marshal says, has to wear a yarmulke. The Trumas Adeshin says that you're not allowed to daven or say a bracha when your head is uncovered. And moreover, you can't even just cover your head with your hands, because the halacha is, Ein haguf yochel chasas es atzmoy. Using one part of the body to cover another part of the body is not considered a covering. However, even though using your own hand to cover your head is not considered a valid covering, somebody else's hand is considered a valid covering over your head. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have this issue, what you should do is take your sleeve and put your sleeve over your head, and that would be considered a valid head covering.